Welcome to the Goracom podcast, where investors discover great small cap companies. Thank you for taking a Goracom with you, and make sure to follow our podcast.
Welcome to Beyond the Press Release, a production of Goracom, in which we take the time to speak with small cap executives after they put out important news. For those investors out there that are bullish on renewable energy and specifically electric vehicles and electric vehicle batteries, you're going to love this interview, and it's timely, huge. Why? Because yesterday, in a striking, have you guys heard about this? In a striking turn of events, Tesla, who's the trailblazer in the EV industry, hit an unexpected speed bump, pun intended, yesterday. That's 100% relevant to this discussion with HPQ Silicon. Why? Specifically, the Inflation Reduction Act, the cornerstone of the U.S. government's drive towards sustainable energy, more puns in there, has redrawn the boundaries for electric vehicle subsidies, and Tesla has been locked out in 2024. Why? I mean, that's huge. They've been locked out of tax credits for 2024. Why? The problem is Tesla's sourcing strategy for battery components, which predominantly involves foreign entities of concern, notably China. So this strategic alignment that Tesla has in place now plays at Tesla at a crossroads, because the new legislation is imposing stringent, I mean, ultra strict requirements on the origins of battery components and materials. Criteria that Tesla currently fails to meet, and the ramification for Tesla and other companies are profound, as it stands to lose the full benefit of the $2,500 highly coveted tax credit. This significant policy change is more than financial. It's a seismic shift in the electric vehicle industry, underscoring a critical, almost no-nonsense national agenda to foster domestic production and reduce dependencies on foreign sources, particularly in areas deemed sensitive or critical. So this development, as you can imagine, promises to reshape the landscape of EVs, battery manufacturing, the supply chain dynamics, and the broader pursuit of energy independence and sustainability. Enter Bernard Tourillon, HPQ Silicon, a company specializing in green engineering processes for silicon material manufacturing. They're now strategically positioned to become a vital supplier of engineered silicon materials for battery anodes as the U.S., now we know, and the Canadian governments aggressively engage in creating homegrown battery manufacturing ecosystems. Let's talk about that, because he put out news today. Bernard, welcome back, my friend.
Thanks, George. Well, to be totally honest, the news about Tesla yesterday came out of surprise, but you know, we were already more advanced. And we were already advancing very well what we're doing with our plan to be an SIOX, engineered SIOX supplier. So it's an additional good news, but the good news wasn't based on that.
Now, before we get into, we're going to get into that.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be, to me, it looks like, could the U.S. government have given you a bigger Christmas gift than this? Even though you've known this, now they're really hammering down on it. Could this get a bigger Christmas gift to HPQ Silicon and the shareholders?
This year it's going to be a small Christmas. It's going to be a small Christmas gift, but it's really, it's aligning the stars in the right direction with a validation of what our business strategy in the silicone for battery material sector. And it's really aligning it. And it continues. You know, we signed the MOU with Acelix, which basically really wanted to have a North American supplier. And you have these issues that are coming into it. And it's going to pan out beautifully for us. And it's, everything is advancing at the right step. It's not advancing as fast as everybody has been, you know, promising or mentioning about. And I'm talking about everybody in the EV industry. If you look at the, you know, the green investment for the last 2 years, it's been bad. It's been bad because the pre-hype was very big. It's not just HPQ, everybody. Okay. And now comes the reality of, okay, how are we going to deliver those material? Okay. And luckily for us, that's been our focus. That's literally been our focus. How are we going to be able to deliver those material? as opposed to, you know, the hype of doing these things.
Yeah, as opposed to George Com Silicon, who says, use all the right buzzwords, we're going to capitalize on this, we're going to be a major player, and now it's, you know, show or go. And naturally we're going to talk about HPQ and what you're doing and why this is why this puts you in the driver's seat, again, pun intended, but really strongly. But I gave the intro talking about what's going on, but maybe you give us some more specifics as to what the U.S. government is doing, you know, why they're doing it, and whether Canada is following suit.
If we look closely for silicon, okay, the U.S., Europe are leading. Canada is back burner. I don't yet know. I was under the impression that silicon was not part of the revised list, but I was told the revised list has not yet been published. But I get a sense that in Canada, we just wanted to get the big gigafactory in town, okay? And we haven't, you know, it says, okay, we got graphite, we got nickel, we got all those material, but we don't fully understand what's going to be the architecture of the batteries of tomorrow and how it's going to grow. And I don't think that Canada has woken up to the fact that SIOX or engineered SIOX will play a big part into it. But, you know, we've done our studies. We've understand. We know where the market leaders are, where they're going, how it's going to come, is going to affect it. And we have a very good vision of how things are going to play out. Not because we're geniuses, but because it looks exactly the same as the solar industry. We can tell you, you know, I'll give an analogy that my guys in Europe keep telling me. 30, 40 years ago, solar industry was based on polysilicon basically being used to generate energy from the sun. And there was tons and tons of other creative solutions to replace them. And at the end, 40 years later, it is still the same thing. It's just been dramatically improved over time. So we strongly believe that the graphite-based battery, okay, will still be the dominant players for the next 20, 40 years, okay? And we don't think that an all-silicon batteries will occur. But we actually do believe that there is going to be room for now where we are up to 10% all the way to 30% of substitution with SIOX, which will give you a better batteries. Because you got to remember that the billions of dollars invested in the gigafactories, okay, are designed for one model. So you can't come in and say, oh, you guys spent $30 billion on this. You got to change your entire technology for something else. It's gonna have to be put into it. And this is where we've been focused. That's what we're working on. That's where our dedication is.
So where does how does this impact now? A lot of companies out there are going to stand up today and say, look what's happened to Tesla. I'm George Com Nickel. And because of what's happened to Tesla, I'm going to be providing all this nickel or whatever critical mineral. Mm-hmm. They're all going to wave that flag, right? We know that 95% of them are nowhere close to anything. Mm-hmm. But you've got this MOU with the Acelix that you just referenced. And you announced
it's just one MOU. We have other ongoing discussion with other battery manufacturers. We know where we're going to be. We know this thing's going to be speeding up. I think I've told it many, many times. In the battery space, we're doing a bit like what we did in fumed silica, which is a lot of the work we're doing is basically underneath. We're not talking about what we're doing, but we'll come up with some serious results that demonstrate that we fully understand what it is required to become a dominant silicone SIO, engineered SIOX manufacturer. And we'll come up with a very solid business case for it. And we'll be able to demonstrate that we offer a solution to battery makers. We also offer a solution to graphite suppliers that basically would like to enter the battery space with a mixing. We're not competing with graphite. We're gonna make their graphite better. And that's going to really position us very, very well. And we're at the cusp of starting to be able to talk about what we've done there. The reality is for a year and a half, we've been working at understanding where the market is technology-wise. Okay.
So you're happy with how you position yourself? Like, okay, you've been working at it. Have you hit the bullseye? Have you bullseyed this, or are you close?
Basically, we'll know when we get our first battery results test. I hope that will be soon. But we're not talking like half cell batteries. We're talking about commercial size battery. So we have a great, and I say we, I mean, you know, our team in Europe has an incredible grasp of where the technology is in the world. We know what the leaders are doing. We understand what they're doing. We understand what they have. We also understand how we can improve what they have. And that's what we're looking at too. So this is why when we say we feel confident, this is a reality. They're building gigafactories all over the US, and we're making the same math in Europe, okay? Just replacing 5 to 10% of their graphite by our engineer SIOX is going to be a massive market for us to delve into. But we also understand that the timeline, the lead time to do this is a bit long. So this is why we're making sure that we reduce the risk, that we offer a very constructive and low risk solution to get there. We're not planning on reinventing the wheel. We're just planning on making the wheel much better.
How does this, and you said earlier, you're not just talking to a cell expert, you're talking to others. That's mm-hmm. awesome. If you can spread some more info, if you can shed some more light on that, that would be great. But if not, more importantly, this is what I want to ask you. Assuming your results, because you talk about the results when they come back, mm-hmm. Accelerate your course. How does this event out of the US government, how does this Tesla impact accelerate your relationship with the Celix and maybe with the conversation you're having with other battery manufacturers? Because mm-hmm. I'm assuming, but I'd want to hear it from you, that companies like Celix and others are going to get more financing, faster financing. There's a more sense of urgency. And that obviously benefits you because, you know, you're partnering and or mm-hmm. talking with some of these companies. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yeah, that's a very accurate assessment. The reality is right now, okay, for the EV industry, okay, to go through the next growth stage, right, they need to figure a way to increase to reduce the cost per kilogram, okay, of making the battery, or basically a per I think it's in the battery space, it's per wattage. Okay. So you increase the wattage, therefore reducing the cost per wattage of the batteries. That makes them more affordable because an electric car is just a massive amount of batteries. Okay. And because of weight issues, okay, you can't triple the efficiency by tripling the batteries. I think right. In Europe they're not having an issue where they're realizing that car parks, okay, are not designed for the weight of the cars.
Wow. Because yeah, makes so sense. Who would have thought about that? But
there's definitely a need to find a way to improve the efficiency of the batteries, right? Now, if you're trying something that's going to be disruptive, it's going to take time before the industry is accepted. But if you do something that can be incrementally added without adding any of the risk, you're perfectly positioned. This is where we are. We understand the SI industry. We understand how to convert, you know, 3N SI into SIOX. We then also understand how to make that SIOX into the engineered SIOX that the battery manufacturers are looking for. And it is that knowledge that is going to start to become more visible to the industry from 2024 on. But as I say, all the stars are aligning perfectly, okay? Because what's happening is that guys are building gigafactories on the assumption that they're going to have the tax credit to be able to sell the car. And to get them, they need to get a supplier. Well, you don't come up to become an SIOX manufacturer, you know, overnight. Even if you have, you know, millions of dollars. And what we're trying to do is something different that Scylla has done, in the sense that what they're doing, they say it took us 85,000 iteration to get to where we are. You don't understand how many years of R&D that is? What we are doing is we're finding out where the industry is right now, where we can improve it, but going from that position. So we're reducing the risk of what we're doing. So we already understand pretty well how to make the feedstock required to make the SIOX. Okay. Now we're just working on finishing, making sure we bring the right engineered SIOX material.
Competition in silicon specifically. Are there others in North America now? Because obviously it's now North America, not the world. Are there others in North America that are major players? And if so, is there enough room for, you know, multiple players, or do you think HPQ is at the forefront right now, position wise?
I'll answer that there's massive room because the market is massive. Are we at the forefront? If we're not, we're pretty close to it for North America and Europe. We're not at the forefront because the forefront right now in the battery and this material is in China. That's where they are. They're the leaders.
Yeah, that's what I meant. North America,
I haven't seen anybody else that's doing what we're doing, that basically has the breadth and depth of what we're doing. Okay. There are other companies that are trying to do this with their own different approach. And, you know, and some of them have stumbled on pretty silly issue from going to from mining company to become to a technology company. You assume that if you have a technology and you're a mining company, you can become a tech company overnight. It's very easy. It's not, especially if you're in the TSX venture.
I don't think anybody assumes that except for stock
I know.
We can take George Com Copper here and we can turn him into a copper technology company. I think other than promoters.
I've actually seen one of my competitor or potential client stumble on that. Really stumble bad. I think they've been halted for 4 months now because of that. So, you know, a lot of people sometimes, you know, wonder why it did some strategic step left, right, and center. It was just correctly organized so we could reach those goals without damaging the core business. We know what we're doing. We know where we're going. I don't get it why people keep questioning where we're going, where we're advancing. They're entitled to it, but still, I don't get it. I don't have to pick that up, so don't worry.
Going back to your discussions with other potential, and I'm not going to ask you specifics about who or anything like that, obviously, but generally speaking, why are these companies having these conversations with HPQ Silicon? What is, and again, not for Celex, but for potential other companies, is this going to accelerate your conversations? But what can you tell us primarily first about why they're talking to HPQ and how happy you are with those conversations?
Well, one of the reasons why they're happy to have conversation with us, and I've explained this, is that we could probably deal better with the consistency requirements that they're looking at, because we're not looking at building big volume operation. We're looking at basically have a design completely integrated line of production. So that plays into it. Second of all, is because, you know, silicon manufacturing is a large carbon emitter. And with our process, we reduce that drastically. So we have the advantage of having our green silicon into it. But just having the green silicon isn't the ultimate advantage. We have to make sure that we can deliver the entire product. But the 3N silicon is just the feedstock at the beginning of the value chain. Okay, the value change goes from $3 to $8 a kilogram all the way to $40 to $50 a kilogram. And that's really the area where now we're focused at doing it, because that's what's going to generate the type of revenues that are going to excite everybody that's being able to do this, because it doesn't take that much to be able to generate significant revenues, significant cash flow, and then eventually become able to organically grow. So that's the business. And we've learned from our experience in fume silica that the perception changes once you start having results. Okay. So
that's why these upcoming results
these upcoming results are going to be interesting, but it's R&D. We're at the cusp where we've done some R&D. And we're doing some commercialization. We're really moving closer to the commercialization. Anyway, fume silica, that's very clear. Fume silica, there's still a few small, still some R&D hurdle to do, but we can already see the commercialization target line and advantage. And as it becomes more clear, people will probably realize, well, I'm really, really excited about fumed silica. SiOX, the same thing is going to happen. I can tell you the same thing is going to happen. From the moment, from if you go back and looking at, you know, fumed silica, once we started to publish our first results, that's where things really started to move. That's why I'm hoping the same thing happens when we have our first battery results.
Well, and we're not going to doubt you on that strategy because it's worked, right? So hopefully, hopefully you're right again. Let me ask you a question. Pricing. You talked about pricing a second ago. From $3 a kilogram to $8 a kilogram, or, you know, thousands of dollars per ton and all that. If this, if right now in your press release, you mentioned that, that there are over 100 foreign sources of silicon materials.
Well, it's a, yeah,
if you cut them out of the equation, if you cut them out of the equation, you know, you're cutting a massive, obviously a massive source of supply. Doesn't that just drive prices up for you? Because you know, you're one of the few, I don't want to say the only, but you're one of the few games in town, and the other companies are forced to stay away from the foreign. Am I oversimplifying that?
I think you overly simplify it. It could, okay? But I don't think it's logical to base yourself on what could be considered an abnormal situation due to government constraint. And you got to be able to compete evenly, although it's going to be sort of like strategically different because the Chinese manufacturers do get a lot of government help and government grant, or at least they got it to get themselves where they are now in that leadership position. So it's just, you know, equalizing. But if you assume that too long, you're gonna make the error. We actually assume that the same thing that happened in solar is going to happen in the battery space, and therefore we assume that it's going to be a price down target but a volume, exponential volume. Okay, so at the beginning we're going to be playing smaller volumes, higher margin. But eventually, we'll go massive volume, smaller margin. But at the overall, you make more money out of it.
Last question. COP28 just ended yesterday in Dubai. And there was mixed reaction to whether they actually solved anything or whether they just kind of put something on paper just to for aesthetics, I guess. But your quote says this. In the press release, beyond its strategic significance, HPQ's pursuit of becoming a domestic engineered SiOX supplier aligns seamlessly with its broader environmental objectives. So not only are you a North American supplier, not only are you the low cost and potentially the lowest cost provider, but you're also lining up with the affirmations of COP28 yesterday and what they came out with. So does anybody line up the way you do, Bernard, with having North American plus the cost advantages plus the no carbon neutral? And in fact, you actually may get your customers paid for using your silicon. Does anybody line up as strong as that? And did you in your wildest dreams kind of expect to be hitting on all three cylinders like that going into this late in the game?
We hope this would have been the situation, and it's panning into it. But we also are realistic, okay, that, you know, there might be some hiccup on the road toward this. You know, there might be a change of government that basically completely changes that dynamic. So you got to make sure that, and this is what we're doing. You got to make sure that you make money on the basis of it. On the economics of what you're doing, and whatever is extra gravy from the green model, all right, it's just extra, okay? If you rely on this, okay, and you rely on government subsidies to make your business work, you're at risk. And that also happened a lot in the solar industry, okay? You know, that's always how it happened. And I remember when we were starting this, the Chinese government was suddenly realizing it was costing them so much to subsidize the solar switch that they just overnight canceled it, and it killed the price, killed the industry, killed everybody. Okay, so if you understand that in the environment where you are, where government subsidies are great, okay, but can be removed at the whim of a different political win, all right? You got to make sure that you make money on just the basic material that you're selling. And at everything that comes with green is extra, it's going to come. I'll give you an idea. We're starting to do modelization about the fume silica business, okay? And I know I have the greenest fume silica out there, but I assume no special advantage seller, but although theoretically I should be able to in our model. And the reason for that is it's stuck to the whims of policies that you have no controls into. Okay, it could be this, in 2 years it could be different, in 6 years it might be back. So if you build your company based on the anticipation of that, it doesn't work. But if you know how to manage them and get the advantage of coming left and right for those type of subsidies coming in. The problem is right now in Canada for silicone is the Canadian government is saying we're going to throw a lot of money, but hasn't earmarked silicone. Okay. And the other problem in Canada right now is that the vehicle that the government has chosen to start funding those type of things is basically halted because there was too much cooking of the books, which we knew was there. It's like it's SDDC right now is not allowed to do it anymore, and it was the biggest tool to finance those type of projects. So that's why I'm spending more of my time discussing with Americans or European, because Canada is just not it's not really to compete right now. Doesn't mean it won't become.
A regime change, but that's a different discussion for a different day. We'll do one. But you have to
take that in consideration, and we do. So fundamentally, our business, okay, are going to be profitable whatever the regime is. So if it's all out completely green, we'll be more profitable. If it's less, we just won't make the extra three times.
Well, I think the Liberals hold themselves out as more green. I think the Conservatives will be more action than just talk. But again, that's a discussion for another day.
That's a completely discussion. But I'm talking everywhere in the world. If you'll notice, everywhere in the world, at one point, the greening of things was maybe overplayed, and now it's time to deliver. And that's what HPQ is focused on. Okay, we're focused on delivery. There is a need for SIOX fundamentally, so you can make the electric battery of your car work faster, be cheaper. More people can buy them. It becomes more affordable, so there'll be more massive distribution, which will be like Henry Ford. They'll cut down the price so more people get them. That's what's going to happen. And it's a really exciting area to be in, and it's an exciting time to be doing this. And I think HPQ is a very exciting company when it comes to that regard. And the beauty of it is we're not just that, okay?
Yeah. You're what? Say that.
I don't say it anymore.
But as a Christmas present to me, can you try?
No, because I'm gonna, you know me. I'm gonna muff it up.
Yeah, listen, like I know, of course.
Yeah.
But hey, we're inside the 12 days of Christmas. Mm-hmm. And traditionally, as always, you wear Christmas-themed shirts or sweaters around this time of the year. Usually they're ugly, which is in keeping with the ugly Christmas shirt sweater. But today's a really cool one. Mm-hmm. I got to admit, it's not all that ugly. Are we going to see more Christmas shirts or sweaters from you? Because, like I said, you'll call me when I'm on vacation in Greece in the middle of August when everyone's swimming and sleeping. And here we are in December. Any chance we'll see you again? Is there a good chance we might see you again?
I don't know. We were thinking of maybe doing a question and answer for an investor before Christmas. So maybe there'll be another occasion if people really would like that to have an opportunity to discuss. Because I get from the email, some people have questions about, how things are going. But, my answer have to be done within the very strict rules of the regulator. Because contrary to everybody else on the social media, I know I'm monitored by the regulators.
Don't worry. The regulators don't watch this. If you want to let us in on the other manufacturers
you're
talking to,
we're all ears. You would be surprised, my friend.
Oh, I know it. But, I think the Q&A, if people want it, would be valuable because so many amazing things have happened in all of the legs of HPQ Silicon, the QRR, the hydrogen, obviously Fume Silica is the horse that suddenly pulled ahead, this turn of events here. So maybe we'll post that up for everybody and ask them if they want to do a Q&A, because I think it'd be really good to do one either next week or right after Christmas. I think it'd be a really good one, so that we can.
We'll see. Like, it's open up, because I'm seeing some questions and those type of issues. And let's make the rule very, very clear. If you don't bother to ask the question on the Agora one, we won't really reply. Because if you post them everywhere else, it's not there. There's one channel through which we communicate. It's the only one when we take as the official channel.
Bernard, thank you, my friend. Great press release today in terms of telling people how you're positioned to become a vital supplier of SIOX battery material with these new regulations. Thanks for speaking to everybody and shedding some more light, not just on the regulations, but where you're at, and a couple little crumbs, I'm going to say, a couple little cookie crumbs about maybe other discussions going on. And in addition to the Q&A, I think what we're all going to look for is the results and when those come out. So they might be soon, they might be after the new year, I'm not sure, but obviously that's going to be a big catalyst to all this. But until then, my friend, thanks for joining us again today, as always.
Thanks.
Hey, everybody at home, you've been watching or you've been listening by podcast on Spotify, Google, Apple, your favorite podcast platform. To Bernard Tourdillon, he's the CEO of HPQ Silicon, trades in Canada, HPQ, for friends in the S, HPQFF. If you love this space, start doing your due diligence on HPQ. Start on AgoraCom, because we've got a great layman's overview. There's a lot to understand here. And then head over to the HPQ Silicon website. Check out the new deck the company's got there. Do a deep dive due diligence.
I haven't updated the deck yet. I'm still working.
Well, you've updated like a couple of weeks ago or 3 weeks ago or whatever.
Don't think so.
There's a comprehensive deck there for everyone to look at.
There's a comprehensive deck. There's going to be a more comprehensive, especially more in the Fume Silica one.
Oh, see, you're giving us more. You're giving us more crumbs. It's like you don't think we're picking that up. You're giving us more. So go take a look before it changes, and then go take a look again. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. See you next time.
See you next time.
Hey guys, this podcast is over. But don't forget to help your company by liking it or even leaving a comment. And then don't forget to help yourself by following us on Spotify, Google, Apple, or on your favorite podcast platform, so you will never miss another one great Agora Gomez Small Cap podcast.